Good morning. Thanks for sharing this part of your day with us. We are 3 hours away from an update on the COVID-19 case numbers and death numbers in the state of Iowa. Over the weekend, Jasper County's numbers went to 247 cases, and out of those, 12 deaths. Meanwhile, Polk County, 2,922 cases, 79 deaths. Marshall County, 5 deaths out of 794 cases, 17 deaths now in Tama County out of just 356 cases. Pasche County, 8 deaths, 86 cases, 75 cases, 1 death in Story County, 24 cases and 1 death in Mahaska County, 21 cases and no deaths in Marion County. 5 more deaths, 323 cases reported by the Iowa Department of Public Health yesterday. Brings Iowa's numbers to 14,651 positive cases, 7,154 of those cases the person has recovered. We have 351 deaths, and so far 100,241 Iowans tested for COVID-19. The City of Newton City Council meeting takes place 6 o'clock tonight, another meeting that will be held via Zoom. There'll be a couple of development issues brought up tonight, a public hearing on a possible option agreement for city-owned property that used to be the site of the hatchery at 1117 North 3rd Avenue East. Also, the city under the D&D program purchased another property, a residential property, 211 East 12th Street North, the south side of the hatchery property, to go along with the redevelopment of that site. So a possible option agreement on the purchase of that site will be the focus of a public hearing during tonight's 6 o'clock City Council meeting. Also coming up tonight, discussion about a proposed housing project for the county-owned annex building, which is currently for sale. Also meeting tonight at 6:30 at the EJH Beard Administration Center, Newton Board of Education. That also will be held via Zoom. Some board members will be at the boardroom, and others will be joining via Zoom. 6:30 tonight, 2.25% wage increases for not only administrators, but licensed classified groups, including supervisors, managers, head custodian specialists, and secretaries, on the agenda for the school board meeting, along with a $90,000 plus bid to put safety belts on 9 buses. And also they'll consider approving the Newton High School gym re-roofing project. In place of an on-campus commencement ceremony this morning, Grinnell College hosting a virtual graduation program honoring the class of 2020. Takes place 10 o'clock this morning and will include pre-recorded components. There is a link to the live stream of Grinnell College's commencement on the website for the college. Additional graduates invited to attend and encouraged to return to the campus for a mid-year December commencement if it takes place, or for a special ceremony that's being planned for the spring of next year. The windows to many Newton businesses have a different look this week in honor of this year's Newton graduates.
We're asking that all businesses in Newton, it doesn't matter where you're located, that you decorate your windows and don it in red and black and red pride, and just kind of leave nice messages for our graduates and congratulate them, because it is kind of a weird year for them. It kind of stinks they don't get a normal graduation ceremony, so we're going to try and help that a little bit.
That's Amanda Price, Executive Director of the Greater Newton Area Chamber of Commerce. Early this Friday evening, Newton seniors will be driven down First Avenue and around the square, one graduate per vehicle. This will be after they take a lap around Iowa Speedway. Then at 7 p.m. Friday evening, Price is the public's invited to participate in another socially distant Scoop the Loop.
We are urging people that are doing that to also wear red and black. You know, if you want to decorate your cars, have inspirational signage, you know, that congratulates the seniors, whatever it is, because it is NHS class of 2020 night.
And if you'd like to dedicate a song to a Newton senior to be played on the radio Friday night, you can make a dedication request on the KCOB Facebook page. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Vann.